Hey, Urban Spinsters, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Urban Spinster Podcast. Today's topic, how to hook up a single friend. We'll be right back after this message. Hey, Urban Spinsters, it's Sadia Sanders of UrbanSpinster.com, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. Well, today I'm going to be talking about how to hook up a single friend. I'm giving you three tips for those people out there who are married or in a relationship and you are desperately trying to hook up one of your single friends. It's holiday time, so of course, there's more intensity of those well-meaning people when they ask you when you're getting married, why aren't you in a relationship, when are you going to have kids, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to give those people three tips. So if you are trying to play matchmaker, please, please, please follow these tips. Okay, so the first one, and I think the one that is most important, is ask the potential suitor for your friend what their relationship status is. Don't just see a person you think is single and then say, oh, I have someone for you. I think they'd be perfect for you. And then you put them together. Find out what that potential guy or girl has going on. What is their deal? What's their situation? Are they separated or divorced? Do they have baby mama drama? Do they have a healthy co-parenting relationship? What are they looking for? Are they looking to be in a committed relationship, or are they just trying to kill time and date around or whatever? But you need to do some research and ask these questions of the potential person. Are they emotionally available and ready to date? Okay, so that is tip number one. Tip number two, you want to ask the single person what they're looking for. Same questions. What type of relationship do you want? What type is your type? People have physical types. People have personality types. For me, I like a person that is definitely open, social, wants to go out, have a good time. I'm not too much into the adventurous type, meaning rock climbing and hiking and that kind of stuff. I'll hike or, you know, work out or do yoga or what have you, but I don't consider that a date. You know, that's more of like, okay, well, we're getting to know you friend level. That might work, but I am not really that adventurous. I'm not running marathons and all this other kind of stuff, but I do want someone who is fit and in shape and takes care of themselves, because that will motivate me to take even better care of myself. I do want someone who is into their health. So those are the things you need to ask. Tall, short, fat, skinny. Do they have a job? Their own place? Does that matter to that person that you're trying to hook up? It may or may not. Does it matter that that person is going through a divorce or they were just divorced? It may matter to that single person. It may not. But those are the questions that you need to ask the single person before you hook them up. What do they like? What do they want? Okay, so that's number two. Number three is when you're hooking up these two people, don't make it awkward. Meaning, don't do a double date. Don't do something where they're forced to try to talk to each other and make the best of the night if, in fact, they are not attracted to one another. Create a social setting. So if you know you want to hook these people up, have a social function, maybe a happy hour where there's a group of people that they can mingle with and introduce them, but don't introduce them and say, this is the person I wanted to hook you up with. Just introduce them by name. Hey, this is my friend so-and-so, so-and-so, this is my friend so-and-so, and let it take shape as it will. You know, just leave it alone. Introduce them. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. A friend of mine tried to set me up with a friend of hers, and that's the way we did it. They were having a gathering. I showed up. She introduced me and walked away. And I said, if he's interested, he will ask for my number, which he did. Now wound up not working out because he was not emotionally available. So, you know, again, that's a question that you need to ask for sure. Is this person ready to date? Now, just because they've dated a couple of times doesn't mean they're really ready to. Because at the end of the day, you might go on a dating app or you might meet someone in a grocery store, but if you're really not open, you're going to hit a wall at some point. And I hit a wall with this person. I could tell he was very guarded, and rightfully so, given what he had been through, which he opened up and shared with me later on. But, you know, that wasn't going anywhere. So that was pretty much that. But those are the questions that you have to ask. But create a social setting so it just happens naturally. I had the opposite experience as well, where it was a date, double date situation. The guy was older. It was my friend, the guy she was dating at the time, and it was his cousin. He was older. He was more of in a mode of a drill sergeant, where he was asking me where I saw myself in 5 years and what I was looking for and this and that. It's like, sir, I just met you. Let's just have some light, casual conversation. I wasn't attracted to this man at all. So really, I didn't see putting forth all this effort into this first date. I showed up. I was cute. I was on time. Let's eat. Let's talk. Let's have some laughs and go our separate ways. That's pretty much that. We did not have to get into our life goals and all of this on day one. It was very much a turnoff because I felt like he was sizing me up. And at that point, there was really no need to do so. So that's pretty much it. Let's go over these tips one more time. So number one, ask the potential suitor what they are looking for, what their relationship status is. Are they for real single? How long has it been since their last relationship? Very important. You do not want someone who is going to use your friend as a rebound, and then you and your friend are going to have a problem, okay? Tip two, ask the single person what they are looking for in physical type, personality type. What do they like? Don't just throw two people together because you think they'd be a good match. You need to find out what these people want, okay? And three, when you put them together, do so in a very casual and social setting. Don't force anything. And I always say the man should pursue. If he really is interested, he will do so. If he's not, he won't. And women, you don't need to chase after these guys. You may be attracted to him. He's not attracted to you. However, if you are the aggressor and you ask for his number, you may go out. He'll entertain you. He'll humor you because his ego is being fed. But it will be a waste of time if he's not into you. Okay? So please don't do that. Just put a social setting together if you're going to play matchmaker and see what happens. My neighbor tried to set me up, or she was trying to. And I told her what I liked. I told her I didn't want a man with small children. That is a no-no for me. And in her mind, she heard, okay, I don't want the baby mama drama. Well, she sent me this guy's picture and a picture of his two small children. When I say small, they were school age, but to me, that's still small. They need a lot of hands-on parenting, which is what I'm trying to avoid in addition to the baby mama drama. But she said, well, what if the mother is dead? I said, well, they're still little kids. So now it's even more on him to do because he's a single father at this point. And while that's commendable and that's what you're supposed to do as a parent anyway, he doesn't have the type of time I'm looking for. And he was a big guy, big, like girthy dude. I don't like that. I'm not attracted to that. I don't like big stomachs and breasts, okay? So that's a no for me. Now, there's somebody I do know who'd be fine with that, which is why you need to ask these questions. Don't just throw people together. Okay. So I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I touched on this same subject. However, of course, there's video and there's a little more detail as far as where I got the idea for this post, which was comedian Lil Rel. So I have a snippet of his stand-up routine that inspired this topic. So check the video out and please like, subscribe, and share. As always, you can reach me on all social media at UrbanSpinsterXO. Check out UrbanSpinster.com. The Single Woman's Agenda Guided Journals are there for digital download, and the topics are mindset, money, lifestyle, ownership, and relationship. All right, so have a great one. I will talk to you soon.